It's a hard fact to face, but while the end of summer doesn't officially get here for another 2 weeks, this, the week before Labor Day and the rush back to everything we usually do, is really the last week of summer. So let's not waste the feeling. For the late summer, here's a very groovy dose of new music, well, actually old music. The song Vehicle was a 1971 hit wonder for the band The Ides of March, but shortly after it was a hit, the tune was reimagined in Cuba by Orquesta Cubana de Música Moderna. This is one of the gems in the just-released second volume of the ear-popping compilation Si Para Usted. You suddenly realize that the Ides of March were as influenced by Latin rhythms as the Orquesta Cubana de Música Moderna was influenced by what was happening on Miami radio stations. That doesn't mean that hip Cuban musicians looking to establish their own early 70s psychedelic scene completely abandoned their Afro-Cuban roots. Case in point, the 1929 Cuban slow dance number Siboné had been recorded countless times by various musicians. Also in 1929, band leader Eddie Gaitán was born, and when the 70s hit, Gaitán was arranging for a band called Los Llamas, the Llamas, and he went back to Siboné. But you've never heard it quite like this. Classic Cuban bolero meets the trippy wah-wah vibe of Question Mark and the Mysterians. When the first volume of Si Para Usted came out 2 years ago, psychedelic mambo was a mind-boggling discovery for me, opening up a world of Cuban music that had been sealed off for years by the economic embargo. It also made my top 10 list that year. Volume 2 pulls off the same trick.
Su atención, por favor. Cubana de Aviación les anuncia la salida de su vuelo 456 con destino a La Habana. Les deseamos una feliz estancia en esa ciudad. Gracias.
The disc is entitled Si Para Usted, Volume 2. We're online with more information at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.